Welcome to episode 82 of the Analog Assault Podcast. We're gearing up for 2020, so load your blasters, sharpen your silver sword, and pocket your Pokemon balls, and let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Monkey.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, Purple Monkey. Yes, welcome to the Analog Assault Podcast in 2020. It's been a year.
It's been a year. What do you mean it's been a year? We're only 9 days
in.
In
a year.
I mean,
I haven't seen it in a year.
It's got 9 days
in a year.
So
in a
deep.
Full year. I don't know what's Pokemon balls in your pockets. Full years, Mule. I think you're just kind of. I think you need some more caffeine, bud.
Something.
I know. I did. I was telling the guys before the cast, I had zero coffee, no caffeine except for a Coke and a little tea today.
So that's basically, it. Mule's not 100%.
I mean, ever 100%? I don't know how I'm alive.
True.
Right now.
I mean,
being Crocs every time.
That's true.
Those Crocs really take a big chunk.
If it was an RPG, the Crocs are negative something, negative like 12 stamina and vitality.
I'd say intellect, but
intellect.
No, it's what does he call it? Where they're beefier, they're stronger.
They're
whatever.
Plus to dexterity, floor. But negative to intellect.
Wow,
I'd say they're negative to dexterity because you got to worry about them falling off your feet.
That is.
No, well, you got the little
well, sometimes you do, not all of them do.
That's the enhanced version.
That's the enhanced
for footwear.
that's the gold.
It's been modern.
The exotic version.
Mastercrafted.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Great way to start the new year, guys.
Yeah. So tonight we're talking like Mando, Witcher, Rise of Skywalker, Switch and Nintendo news. Like there's so much to talk about
all
tonight.
All the things.
So all the things. But I want to know what you guys have been doing, man. It's been a year, Dedrick, but what have y'all been doing, man? How's it been going?
You know, the holidays were great. I had some interesting things happen post-holidays, like, you know, car accident and then car broken into. But after that, man, it's been good. And I've been playing nothing but tossing my coins to Witcher, man. It's been
you tossing
been
those
good.
Coins to your Witcher?
Toss your coin to your
toss
Witcher.
Toss your coins your to valley your plenty. Leo Plenty.
Yes. Oh, man. I found two different versions of that song, a rock version and a dubstep electronic version.
You need to post those in chat.
Yeah.
Dude,
you need to post those
I was
in the jamming
out hardcore
chat.
In a car today, like belting out. It was glorious, and I didn't care who was watching. I was jamming at the windows looking at them, and it was great. And yes, I will post those in chat.
Yes, please.
They're probably thinking, oh, this guy's listening to some death metal noise, listening to some nerdy-ass song turned
right.
Rock.
Where's that metal cover of the Toss a Coin to your Witcher, which is pretty great, mm-hmm. Like Dan Vask, or
yeah,
whatever, how are you supposed to say his
Dan
last
Vask.
Name?
So, yeah, ever since the leading up to Witcher coming out on TV or Netflix, and then post mm-hmm. that, I played nothing but it. I went from starting off on level 12 when I jumped back in.
Okay, so you didn't do a start a fresh playthrough.
No.
You just
I
picked
was,
up where you were at.
Yeah, where I left off at. And I've I'm level 23 now, about to start act two, but that's because I pretty much have done everything on the map. Every side quest, every contract that's at my level and in my region, and then I go on to the next thing. I'm pretty much OP when I get somewhere.
I bet.
But I had an
that's how you RPG.
Exactly. And I'll tell you about one experience I had later on when we get to the actual game talk, but it was simple, but it's like, wow, a game just made me think this. Wow.
Nice.
I'll let someone else talk now. Go ahead.
I've been just playing games. I had a really weird Christmas, had plans to do with stuff, but then people who were supposed to be making the turkeys called us Christmas Eve, said, oh, we've got the flu, we can't make them. So we ended up going out to lunch at a bar, and my...
You did a Christmas story.
Yeah, pretty much. And then my recently divorced aunt and uncle were there, and my uncle's new girlfriend showed up. Unannounced. And boy, I thought my aunt was about to climb across the table at him. It was interesting.
I bet that was fun.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Other than that, pretty good. Played a lot of games. Played a lot of Warframe. Warframe recently had an update where it's almost like, imagine Warframe, like that kind of sci-fi futuristic, and then combine that with Sea of Thieves. Because you're on these ships where you got actually crew with multiple people, and you're doing these big space battles in this, like, crew ship sized vehicle, which is pretty fun. Unfortunately, I've only got a few people who actually want to do it. But enjoying that.
I think Bossa was telling me he's been
It's been me, Bossa, and Silic doing that a lot. Yeah. And we're really enjoying it. It's really fun. Really buggy sometimes, but still fun. Then other than that, been playing a lot of Pokemon. We'll be talking about that a little bit more later.
That is very surprising.
Yeah. finished Pokedex. Completed that. First time I've ever done that.
Nice. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Thought for later. Well, you said Dex. Okay. Also, speaking of Witcher, I'm hooked to Gwent now. Gwent in the game. I'm going down my checklist and getting every single card I missed that I can get, because some quests are, you know, you fail to get the cards later. But I said I'd never do it. I'm playing it. I love it. It's fun.
So long as you don't make like Mule and use up all your cards in your first turn.
I didn't know.
I told you so many times to pass your turn.
He did.
I don't know what that
you
means.
You were cheeky.
Pass your turn. Means hold Y to pass.
What are these distractions?
Man. This means to put another card. Yeah.
So anyway,
whatever. Yeah. But yeah, watching that or playing those, watched all of The Witcher in less than 24 hours.
Ooh.
As soon as it came out. Watched the new season of Lost in Space.
Also good.
Which was very awesome. I completely forgot how the first season ended, so the first episode was a little confusing for me.
Yeah, right?
I feel like I watched something else, but I don't remember what it was now. But, yeah, I've been playing a lot, watching a lot. I haven't even started The Expanse. I need to get into
that. Get off the cast.
I guess that's me too. The exciting started day yet either.
Yep, yeah, it's only you and me on that day. Sorry,
I've only watched two episodes, man.
We're all still friends. Okay,
yeah. Happy place. I play Witcher. You play Witcher. We're besties. It's okay.
That's cool, man. Sounds like you had an interesting holiday.
I think we all did.
Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mine was really short. But what about dogs?
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I mean, he's flush over there with love in his face. Look at him. He's that rosy colored love in his face.
Rosy.
I just feel like love is
the only
thing
that's on my face right now is this prickliness that's here that looks like a beard, but it's not really a beard. It's just a faux beard.
Sorry, you'll get there eventually.
Well, see, someday.
Well, see, I would grow it out, but I swear it would probably be the worst beard you've probably ever seen in your life. So this is.
Oh, no, I'll be the judge of that.
Well, maybe at some point, I'll give it a shot. But yeah, I was traveling pretty much the entire break that I had. I had 2 weeks off of work, and I think I left one day after my break, went to Indiana, came back a week later, left again to go to another Christmas. I had six total Christmases over Christmas break.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
Yeah, I got a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I got a second monitor out of the deal, so I can't, complain too much.
Welcome.
But yeah, I was busy. I think I played more Pokemon than I did when I was a kid at this point.
And you still haven't finished your decks.
I really haven't. Like I'm 50 away. So yeah, I need to do that.
Oh, just 50?
Well, I wish, you know, Crow would actually trade me some things, you know, whenever he's actually on there.
Dude, it would be nice. Trade? He loots and keeps.
Oh, man.
He does. In any game he plays, he loots and keeps. But yeah, it's been good. I've been missing video games. I enjoyed it when I got back to actually play something with people and not just be myself. Missed it.
Yeah.
Missed it a lot.
So how many gift cards did you get out of like all those 9,000 Christmases you went to? Really? Wow. That's some good gift giving.
What's love got to do with it?
Okay. Maybe there's one gift card. It was in a Chinese gift exchange that I won. So I'll count that one. Okay. But other than that, zero were straight gifted to me. It was all just things, a new mouse.
It's a pretty good Christmas.
Yeah. Like I got a lot of good stuff. So.
That's awesome, man.
Nice.
Dare T.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
What you been up to the last
How's your holiday been?
Average, I suppose, is the best way to put it. Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing dramatic or anything happened. I don't know.
No crazy divorce.
And you still haven't seen Rise of Skywalker.
I refuse to see any new movie ever the day that it comes out or the weekend that it comes out because I'm not a sadist. I don't want to go to the early showing for six hours.
And you have no problems.
I don't want to go stand. I got better things to do than go stand in line for several hours to watch a two-hour movie.
You don't have to do
I know it's no, gonna be that. I mean, good.
Does your theater not have assigned seats? Like most theaters have.
Fandango. Right? I don't know, dude. I haven't been in the movies since Rogue One.
Well,
Yeah, most theaters now you buy it and you have like assigned seating.
Most of them.
You have to pick your spot. So,
Well,
see what you do. This is a dad tip. You just go at the 8 o'clock show or 9 o'clock show, and it's the early bird, and it's like $6 if that. It's like $4, so it's like super cheap.
Matinee's pretty good. Plan up until on like seeing midnight. It
next weekend after I'm done with my parents. But
I need to go to Mules Theater. If $8 is early showing, and it's like $4 because that's not the case.
Sorry, the cheap. Rockwell Theater is $7 for the early showings. I paid $14 for our tickets.
The ones that I
missed. I paid like
the ones that you didn't show up to
for three.
That I'm still a little miffed about. Maybe.
I mean, my truck did not work. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Dirty. Go ahead.
Blame it on your truck.
This is something else that we can talk about later.
I did watch Mandalorian and Witcher because Mandalorian and Witcher,
good.
They are
good.
Yes.
Are we going spoilery into Mandalorian?
Once we get there, we'll give warnings to chat.
I mean, if you haven't watched it by now, it's like me not watching Rise of Skywalker. I mean, you just chill the luck.
Yeah,
get out. So, just get out at that point.
I'll still see it, but I'm not going to see it right now because it's just going to be a reshoot of episode. Anyway, I got Mario Kart. Woo.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I didn't realize drifting was a thing in that until I played Mario Kart on my phone. And I'm like, oh.
You just opened a whole new world.
It's a whole new world of
sweet Mario drifting.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
So.
Did that just happen?
It did. I finally got Borderlands 3. Like, I think it was way before Christmas.
I saw you playing that.
Yeah. Honestly, I got it back into it a little bit tonight. And I'm on Eden 6. Mm-hmm. I like that the Jacob's Place. It's pretty cool. But a lot of the open worldedness feels gone. And it feels a lot more linear. And it kind of killed it a little bit for me.
On that planet, yes.
On a lot of the planets. I mean, it's even on Pandora, you didn't stay there very long. And, like, you know, before it was all, holy crap, big planet. Now it's like...
Oh, you may...
I've heard a lot of people say that.
You may come back to it, maybe.
I mean, I'm only like level 28.
Eden-ish.
Eden
6 is a little smaller than some of the other places. It is.
It's a lot of verticality. In general, it's a lot of verticality. Confusing.
That's also true.
General open world discovery of the first Borderlands and the second official Borderlands just feels not as prevalent.
Fair enough.
There's a lot of little things that I wish that they would have left alone, like assigning guns to your D-pad. Like, I don't want to sit there and hit Y and then pass when I'm doing... The gun that I want because I'm panicking because I have a badass psycho charging me right now. And then I'm like, oh, crap, run away. Spam the Y button. No. No.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, I also got back into my most recent playthrough of Witcher, which isn't very far. I'm like level 6.
Man, everyone's playing Witcher.
Because Witcher's the best game ever, Mule. It's too much RPG for you to handle. I'm sorry that you can't handle that.
What's funny is he's probably played other games that, well, maybe not as intensive, but like,
I mean, SOTOR, that's even more in depth. That's
more Witcher, MMO-y.
Yeah, it's more MMO-y.
There's a lot,
and it's been around for a lot longer, so it's it kind of really can't compare as much.
True, it's like apples and pears, apples. Not oranges, but pears.
Well,
pears.
Dirty, go watch Rise of Skywalker as soon as possible, because I know you're gonna relieve yourself away from the cast once we get to that spot. But yeah,
like I said, man, I can't really do it this weekend because got my kid. So, next weekend,
I think you'll actually like it, Dirty.
You know,
I think you will too.
You know, you say that.
Are we going to get a dirty rant? Because I want a dirty rant.
You know, you're going to get dirty disappointment, is what you're going to get. I want to walk out of that theater with a feeling of closure for that entire saga. I don't feel like I'm going
to
get it.
I'm going to need you to call me.
Not going to say anything.
As soon as you,
I'm not going to say anything.
I have so many doubts in my mind right now. I'm going to try and just go in there open-minded and be like, it could surprise me. I don't know. But I feel like they've raised so many more questions that still haven't been answered, and it's the final movie, and how are they going to do all of that in a 2-hour period and not leave me irritated with the questions that I'm sure that they have raised by the end of it?
I will say something that's not spoilery that I actually listened to on a different podcast today that I noticed and they noticed as well. They cut out a lot of the traveling. All the previous movies, they always have like you're actually traveling from place to place. It seems like they had to, like they even maybe filmed them traveling, but had to cut those out.
Yeah. There's a lot of cuts. There's like some stuff about a JJ cut and all that stuff, but
I'm hoping that there's like an extended cut that comes out eventually.
We'll see.
But what I've been playing, and you guys can probably guess it, is lots of Star Wars games.
Star Wars, wow, Mule,
Star Wars. Wow. I'm like, wow. I really cried, man.
Hey, I thought you'd be playing Witcher.
And if there was a war in space called Star, would you play it? I know I would. Hey,
I would. I'm topping off with a frosty Budweiser.
Since when did Star
if you could
Wars
blow up a
Western.
Space station shaped like a moon, would you?
Always would. Was. Where have you been?
What? Yeah. Where you been?
Have I been like watching the wrong Star Wars? Do I need to watch like Lonesome Wars? Is that what it'd be called instead of Lonesome Dove?
Dude,
that's Star Wars has always been
that's a Western solo Lone Star Wars.
Wow. Yeah. So Battlefront 2. I've been playing a bunch of it. I'm getting sucked back into SOTOR. There has been. There is now the celebration update, which Nate and I have been playing quite a bit together. The co-op is just so freaking fun, dude. And there's nothing better than just getting a Sith flame trooper and getting a choke point and just literally frying all the rebels that come through. It's so fun. Oh, man. But yeah, the game has had massive updates. It's literally like a Cinderella story, going from like people hated it and boycotted it to people love it, and it's like a hidden gem now. It's crazy. I think it. I can't remember how many more people are in the like game now, but it's. Like,
it went
so
from
many new people
European
in the game.
Governments banning it in their countries because of microtransactions to this.
Yeah,
widely accepted in high concurrent players.
But pretty much Star Wars, man. Just Star Wars and family stuff. I got a third monitor, so I feel like my squirreliness is even on hyper mode now. Because like the other night, I was watching Rayman stream, watching Texas Tech basketball, and playing Battlefront at the same time. So I was
at the same time.
I love this.
And you got your phone right here too.
And I was like, "What? Someone text me?" No. But yeah, so it's been pretty cool. I got and I'll show this off a little bit right now. But I got a really cool collection of Star Wars books, like this one right here, the Jedi Path.
Nice.
One of them's like the Bounty Hunter Code and like the Book of the Sith.
Are those leather bound?
Dude, they are just They're not leather, but they're hardback.
Take them back.
They're super cool, dude. And it has like notes from other like Jedi or Sith that have been passed down that read through the book. You can like see them in the margins over here talking about
stuff. They all write English? That's cool.
It is the common tongue. Man.
Basic. It's galactic basic. So yeah, I've been enjoying my holiday and playing, as you guys guessed, lots of Star Wars. So
nice.
Yeah, so let's get in the meat and potatoes of the cast. Before we do that, real quick, so, housekeeping. Fluff your pillow. If you would like to call us and leave us any feedback on a podcast or your input, then hit us up at 512-571-3907. Next podcast will be recorded live at PAX South. It's going to be freaking nuts. It's going to be so many people there. It's going to be crazy. And also, guys, if you like the content you see here, head over to patreon.com/mewhorngaming. Get all the details on how you can support us and blow stuff up. Maybe one day when we have like thousands of patrons, we can actually fly Dirty down to PAX South with us.
With a cooler of cheese curds?
Like, Dirty! Dirty, here's a real breakfast taco, man.
Yeah, I've never had a breakfast taco to begin with, so any breakfast
taco. Be sure to take up the jalapenos, because we know how Dirty likes jalapenos.
Man, just take the damn seeds out. Those assholes didn't do that. Shut up. It's not my fault.
So, Brian, Witcher, dude. Witcher. What's this with The Witcher?
You still haven't played it.
It's amazing. And I am so hooked on the game. It is ridiculous. I'm at work thinking, all right, what am I going to play next? Which side quest am I going to do? Which grunt card am I going to go after? It has me literally hooked. And a game hasn't done that for me in quite a while. But I have a plan. Cyberpunk 2077 doesn't come out for a while. So I plan on going through this game in both DLCs, finishing it thoroughly before that comes out. Maybe tackle Rage 2 before Cyberpunk comes out as well. But I'm excited to really finish it. I'm avoiding getting into SWTOR, avoiding other games that I could play, because I want to beat this game. It gets better every single freaking time.
It's because you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yes. I pay attention.
It's not so much that. It's just like, you know, your first playthrough, if a Witcher virgin goes through it, they don't know what they want to do. They don't want the build they want to do. They don't know what to go after. When you have your 16th playthrough, you're like,
right. Plus, the TV series added up on some of that hype as well. And, you know, I like to do my research. There's tons of research out there for it. So to some of the fun things that have come out recently news-wise, aside from my hype for it, since Witcher came out on Netflix and people have been playing this game again and for the first time, there has been over 100,000 concurrent players on Steam alone, not consoles.
Dang.
Steam alone. And that's more than launch.
Dang.
This game's how old again? 5 years old?
I want to say it's at least 10.
That's pretty amazing.
It's been a while.
It's
pretty good.
And with, you
and
know,
the fact that it's also got added to Game Pass on Xbox.
That's an Xbox.
That really helped as well.
Not only is it enhanced on Xbox X, which looks beautiful, it's on Game Pass. And if you want the DLC, they're pretty cheap right now. But if you get the pack, which is the expansion pass, it's $9.99. For one, I think today's the last day to get that.
For both of them, that's pretty good, because I think they were like $15 expansions when they were
$15 and $25. Heart of Stone was $15, and then Blood and Wine's $25.
Might have to pick that up.
Yep, and I had some rewards to cash
fake
in.
Fake and chat.
What fake?
Fake and chat said they have over 300,000 concurrent players across all platforms.
Toss a coin to your mother freaking Witcher.
And that they have,
man.
Literally. I mean, it's exploding. I mean, there is, I think CD Projekt Red has done an excellent job with how they have been timed everything. Hyping up The Witcher being a good hit, you know, wasn't, you know, none of them expected that, but I mean, it was a great hit. And then hyping up Witcher 3 all over again, getting all the new eyes on it. People are going to be playing this, loving the company, what they're doing, what they made, and like, oh, wait, Cyberpunk's coming out, made by the same company, how awesome this game was.
Yep.
I want to give it a shot. I want to give it a try. I think pre-order sales for that are going to go up, and actual sales are going to be probably better than originally forecasted. So thank you, Netflix, for the support. Yeah.
It's enough for me to reinvest in playing The Witcher. So
what?
I've actually gotten farther than I've ever played.
But so. By how many hours?
30 minutes, probably.
I mean, total, I think I've sunk 20-something hours into it.
And you're like, what, level 2?
Noob.
I'm at the part wherever you have to go get that damn goat, and it leads you to fight a bear, and I killed the bear, and that's where I'm at, with the Bloody Baron.
Oh.
So there's like some witch doctor guy you have to go see, and he's like, I need my goat.
So you're still in
like,
Crow's Perch.
So you're right around level 6-ish, because that's actually one of the quests that I have to go do when I'm done futzing around with my side quests.
See, Nate in chat said I have 25 hours. He looked it up for me. Thank you.
Whoa.
Nate. See?
Keeping you in check. So here's the moment I had yesterday. I was playing a side quest. I'm in Skellige. And, they're more of a sort of a Nordic Viking race and very traditional.
Skyrim vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Not as civilized as Novigrad there and all is. That. So I come across this village and they have a monster, some woodland creature that has been killing people. And the elders of the village are like, no, we've forgotten our ways. We need to go back to the old ways of hunting and sacrificing to this beast. And the young bucks are like, no, we should kill it. And we should forget the old ways, you old folks, whatever. And he's like, hey, I can kill it for you for coin. I mean, that's what I do. I'm a witcher. Good old Geralt, So you can choose to go the old way and or the new way. Well, if you go with the young bucks, you get an extra quest. You need to get to kill the monster. So, of course, you're going to do that. I do that, and then in the process, I found out that the monster's going to come back if you don't get rid of one person that's like marked in the village. So I have to convince the young buck to get rid of that person. Actually, ends up being his lover. He's like, "Oh, well, okay, my boys called me out, so I got to do it." And anyway, I come back and I killed the beast, and I come back and there's a crowd surrounded, and the elders are dead in the ground. I'm like, "What the heck?" And Joe's like, what happened? He's like, well, you killed the beast, and we got rid of the elders. We'll do things our way now. I'm like, oh, you idiots. So, and this guy was pretty much an idiot. I'm thinking, I pretty much just changed their whole way of life just now.
Screwed that whole village.
Way to go, Prime.
I mean, it was a lesser evil.
Way to go.
As we learn from the...
Lesser evil?
He'd rather not choose at all.
You inadvertently killed...
If you think about it, if we left that living creature to live, it would have killed more and more down the line because the young people did not want to hunt anymore. They wanted just to do their own thing.
Damn millennials.
Wow. I know, right? Skellige
millennials. Way to bring that into
just give it to me. I want to work for it. But anyway, I was like, wow, I pretty much just changed this whole village's life.
Wow.
And I was just being a witcher.
Wow.
So anyway, that was my cool moment last night.
It's awesome, man.
Not too many games can do that.
So what's
now? He's the only
one. The Baron before I leave.
I think, but we all watched it, right?
For what?
We all watched the series.
Oh yeah, okay. Dude. Oh yeah.
Let me just start off. I was as soon as they originally announced Henry Cavill to be Geralt, I was totally against it. I was like, there is no way that this pretty boy Superman is going to be a good Geralt.
Oh, dude, he's
5 minutes
into
the first episode, I was like, okay, never mind. Nope. Completely changed my mind. I was like, nope, that's Geralt. Actually, pretty good Geralt.
Yeah, no, they had one of those, they had three meet the character things on YouTube where they had the actors kind of describe their characters as well. And they had snippets of each. And when Henry Cavill was up, I'm like, yes, please.
Yes, underdog. Sir? You said something in chat. You haven't watched it yet?
I have not watched The Witcher yet.
Get out.
It's okay. It's okay. I will watch that on my own time. That is not a show that I will sit there.
Yeah. No, it's not a show you sit and watch it with your in-laws. It's
sure you do.
Look,
at least until you start getting into the
like awkward.
Here's the deal.
You can watch it with your in-laws,
maybe,
but then you get to that one part
and
you'd be like,
oh. But his future in-laws, from the stories I've heard, they would not go over so well.
No, it would
them.
Not. But here's the thing. Look, I am going to watch it eventually. I'm not in a rush to watch it. I'm okay with listening to the stuff that, you know, that we have to say about all the spoilers, things like that. I'm okay with that for this. But unlike, see, Dirty,
everyone dies. Okay,
that's kind of a given anyway, because heck, the Witcher kills everything. But regardless, I think
doesn't kill everything. He kills monsters.
Before we start casting stones, Dirty over there still hasn't watched Star Wars, so I think, you know.
I'm just saying, that's why I said we should all disband. Which Mew hasn't played Witcher. I haven't seen Star Wars.
One's available to everybody.
Welcome to the Scarecrow Podcast.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Yeah. Jeez.
Speaking of Henry, I love the fact that he is so buff that they had to constantly give him new costumes of armor because he was just tearing through it.
Yeah, dude's
he
ripped,
is
man.
So ripped. I mean, the guy can read little pockets on his shirt, but it's by his arms. I mean, that's amazing.
He had some really good interviews too, like talking about The Witcher and like fans and things like that. And they were like, so how does it feel, you know, to be these action heroes? What he's like, I was always the nerd fat kid in school.
So do you think he played the Witcher?
So he's like,
you think he actually played it?
Oh, yeah. He played the crap.
He
played out of it. Well,
a few, he played at least three playthroughs, I believe. Yeah.
And he read all the books multiple
did
times.
Did his homework.
He's a big gamer. Like one of his interviews talked about where he's like, I would rather be at home in my sweats playing a video game than being out.
Right. Right.
At whatever party.
And yes, you know, he is like, a PC player.
One of us. Yeah. And Robbie says he's a PC player. Yeah. Whatever, Robbie.
That's unfortunate. Maybe we can correct his errors. It's all right.
We can forgive him. Not everyone's perfect. So, what was y'all's favorite part in The Witcher? I mean, there are so many cool parts, man.
One of my just like favorite aha things was when the my favorite comedy moment was when Geralt tells the bard, I always forget his name, what he thinks of his singing.
Dandelion.
And he's like,
yeah.
Well, you know when you order a pie and you find out that that pie has no filling, that's like you're singing.
I do like his very dry humor.
You need a nap. But then also, like, my favorite part that tied in with, I've never played Witcher 1 or Witcher 2. I've only played Witcher 3.
Same.
But my favorite part that tied in with all that was the whole djinn sequence. How he makes the wish to the djinn, and that actually comes up in, they talk about it quite a bit in Witcher 3.
Part of a quest, indeed.
But they
believe that the Last Wish book was that whole scenario.
That's awesome. Okay.
I have not read the book. If Nate's in chat, ask him. I feel I'm fairly books. Certain he has. But I think that's what that is. But yes, the djinn was there, which was still badass.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Like, I know about that from the TV show. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, mine was the other way around. Like, I know that from the game.
Right. The show was based closer off the books than the game. That's why Triss wasn't redheaded and she was Middle Eastern or some jazz like that.
And so far,
yeah, that kind of threw me off at first.
Yeah.
But it's early in the book, so of course they haven't had their moment.
Exactly. That's why everyone's all, when I see it on Twitter, like, oh, Triss wasn't redheaded. It's like, dude, she wasn't supposed to be redheaded.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Hair dye's a thing.
I think I was sold on the show. I think it was the first episode, right? With the sword fight with the witch and all the, like, guys that were, like, under her. Like, that part was freaking cool.
Oh, and because
it wasn't just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, showing him how he uses the whole sword, like, real sword combat is. And I was just like, dude, that's so freaking cool the way they choreographed that. It was just like, I was like, I
love the perfectly captured picture of how happy his sword is compared to how his face is. it's funny.
Yeah. So any other things before Crow tells us this Nintendo stuff?
Another funny moment that just, it wasn't supposed to be funny, but it just kind of made me like, huh, that's actually kind of funny, is he makes a comment another time when he's talking to Yennefer, and he makes a comment about like, I speak more in a day around you than I speak in a whole month.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah.
I think, I don't remember what he said it for. Like, I don't know if he was saying, like, trying to make a comment, a compliment to her, or.
I think she was saying how unconversational he was in one of the last scenes they met.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Like, and what? He's like, I speak more in a month, or more to you in an hour or a day than speaking a whole month.
Exactly.
Yeah. I loved his mannerisms too, like his, and like when he cursed, it just. It sounded like in The Witcher from what little I played. It sounds exactly like him.
And I love how Dandelion Song has like been ripping through the internet so much already. It's amazing.
Yes. It's a catchy fucking song, man. Even when you're watching the show, I'm like,
I'll drop them. I'll drop them in chat right now while it's still talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
So yeah, pretty good.
Crow. What's all this stuff about Pokemans?
Pokemans.
Dittos? So,
dittos. All the dittos. Side the point.
What'd you do with your ditto?
We've got plenty of Nintendo fans in our community, so I wanted to bring this up because they actually had a Nintendo Direct that happened early this morning, and I got to watch it. I think Dog got to watch it a little bit.
I did.
As well. But it was mainly on, I guess the whole thing was on Pokemon. And first thing started off, they announced Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Remake. I never played that. Dog, did you play either?
I did not.
But so I was actually going to have you, I'll hope you had something to say on that.
I mean, I had,
because I've never played
them. I have a friend that had played it once before, and I sent a text to them to see if they were excited about it. And they loved it. They thought it was a great game, and they're super excited about getting to play, you know, the next remake of it, which I always was kind of interested what the whole purpose of the game was. But I think
looking at the trailer, it seems like it's more of like a text-based kind of story-driven game, less than like the traditional RPG of Pokemon. But yeah, so they're getting a remastered version of those in March, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that'll be coming out for the Switch, obviously. Unfortunately, for anyone who still plays on DS, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about you.
Next big thing is, that's actually coming out next month, is Pokemon Home for anyone who has been playing Pokemon for years and years and years. They used to have a thing called Pokemon Bank where you could take Pokemon from your older games and bring them over, transfer them into your newer games. So kind of like a save transfer for ones that you couldn't get in the other games. They are doing that for Sword and Shield. Unfortunately, it's not going to, for some people are going to get a little mad, it's still not going to bring the national decks in. But
which I think is going to be okay, regardless of the
fact. I think because of stuff that we're going to talk, I'm going to talk about next, I think they might be moving there eventually, just in increments.
Yeah, over time.
So for those of you who know and those of you who don't know, in the past, Pokemon normally does a second, like gold version of all their games, or a lot of their games. So, like, they'll release the original two games each time, and then they will release, like, an enhanced version. So, like, the previous game that came out was Sun and Moon, and then they released their, like, gold versions, which was Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. Mm-hmm. I never liked that because you basically had to replay. If you wanted to play those, you had to restart the whole story over again. And it's completely different save date and everything. I've always wanted them to do DLC. And what we learned this morning with Pokemon Sword and Shield is they're actually doing DLC.
which is the first time that they've done it.
The ever. First time that they ever have done it. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, Nintendo's learning. They're learning the ways that the gaming industry is going nowadays.
They are evolving.
Yeah, that's yes. a good word. Good word.
Mm-hmm. See, what was the advantage of Pokemon too?
I don't think you Pokemon. I think you Ditto. I think it's probably about it. Anyway.
Oh.
I got a question.
What would be the advantage of playing, as an example, Pokemon Sun and Moon and then the Ultra Sun and Moon? Like, what did the Ultra give you in that?
Different.
I never played one of those, but they would normally have like a few extra Pokemon and maybe a couple extra legendaries.
Yeah.
That's some different variants. And it would be more like, so like, they just also make improvements and stuff. Because those other games couldn't have software updates, they would also like put any patches into those versions. Your older gotcha. Versions would still have the crap stuff, but these newer ones would have it.
Which I think why we're finally getting into DLC is because it's on a true console, not a handheld mm-hmm. console. Which
the
is
Switch can't actually handle updates, so. Which they actually even had an update today for the game. But yeah, so like we're getting a DLC in June and another DLC in the fall, which is going to add another 200 Pokemon to the already existing 400. We're getting two islands. Well, at least I know one is an island. I forget if the other one is actually an island. Getting some new legendaries, getting some new battles and stuff. A lot of new stuff that I was not expecting to get this much. I know we still got to wait 5 months, but still a lot. But that's my spiel.
And I think it's going to be...
See, I don't know any of this. I'm like, the most I know is Pikachu and Smash. Okay,
take it this... let's make it into a way that you can understand. We'll go with a Destiny version.
No, it's okay. I don't want to understand. It's okay.
Imagine they took Destiny 2.
Imagine
they made
world.
A big DLC and added in all your favorite weapons from Destiny 1.
Okay. Yeah. So it's basically just reusing assets.
Yes.
And new. There's going to be new and old. But
do you have to pay for it?
Yes.
Yes, but it is cheaper than in the past. So in the past, it's more expensive and cheaper at the same time. Every other Pokemon game up to now has cost $40. Pokemon Sword and Shield was a full $60. Mm-hmm. Now, when you bought the like gold versions of those games, it was another $40. So you ended up paying a total of $80 if you wanted to.
$80?
Technically, yeah, if you wanted to buy all four, that's like $160.
Yep.
I mean, I guess if that's your jam.
You're committed to it, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But here's the catch with the Pokemon games is the whole restart factor. Every time a new one was released,
you had to restart.
Over and over.
With these DLCs, it's going to be continuation.
Okay. And I think that's where the big thing here is that Nintendo is finally seeing something. At least Game Freak is also a part of this, that you can do DLC because Switch is becoming more accessible and it's a console. Mm-hmm. It's not handheld, which I think is the bigger key. I mean, Pokemon is a fun game. I absolutely love it. But seeing games like Pokemon do this may lead to other games being more like this now. Even though games already do it. Games like Pokemon that don't normally have DLC in the past, when they get brought forward, they might have it then. Which I think is a big
picture. We saw it with Breath of the Wild.
Yep.
And we saw how well it did. So Game Freak probably saw, this might be something to look at. But anyway, so back on price point and stuff we were saying, Pokemon Sword and Shield was originally a full $60. But for both expansions, the spring or the June one and the fall one, it is only going to be $30 for both of those.
Okay.
So the fact you're getting two, it seems decently sized expansions for $30, I'd say that's a pretty good deal. Now,
right.
Of course, there's a bunch of people getting all butthurt that it's $30 for these, and there's a lot of rumors going around today that I'm sure Most of them have been debunked now, and none of Mule, you're not going to care at all. But a lot of people,
I was like, I don't care to venture into that world. A lot of people
early this morning, I was seeing saying, they're really going to charge us $30 for each expansion? No. It is $30 for the expansion pass. They kind of worded it poorly. It should just be like, hey, we are doing a two-part expansion that costs $30. Not each part is costing $30.
I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. So there were some miscommunications, but I mean, it's kind of hard to translate everything word for word perfectly.
We've seen this in the past from other developers as well. Yes.
All the time.
Destiny.
Okay, well, you don't have to go there necessarily because I think there's a whole other can of worms there that you don't want to open. So,
I mean, I can just leave the game
20-minute exotic quests.
Yeah. There are.
We don't want to go there. Let's not go there and let's talk about the Mandalorian.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's
Mando.
Don't you mean the Baby Yoda show?
So, I mean, or no. Man Dad.
Oh, dude.
Man Dad.
I saw one of the memes where it was like talking about how this guy seduced his wife into liking Star Wars, and it was like, Baby Yoda. It's just like, okay, I love it. I love it now.
That is the same reason why my fiance watches the show. She said, I don't care about anything else that's going on. I just want to see what Baby Yoda's going to do next. That's it.
Does Disney know what they're doing?
That's like
yes, they do.
Most every. I won't say every because there are still females who enjoy Star Wars because of Star Wars, but a lot of new female fans only like it because of Baby Yoda.
When I went
my
to
sister,
see...
My sister is the exact same way. My mother is the exact same way. Baby Yoda! I'm like...
He's just so Mandalorian. Cute, though, man.
He's went to see The Rise of Skywalker, there was a guy that had a custom-made Baby Yoda Christmas sweater on.
Wow. Oh my gosh, dude. It was like knitted and everything?
Well, it was like silk screened on, but he had actually gotten like a Christmas sweater type material and like got, it had like the Christmas sweater like print, like typical snowflakes and stuff, and then like a Baby Yoda in the middle. I was like,
that's funny.
That's freaking
that's some
dedication
awesome. Right there.
I saw a picture today of someone at work, and they had like this giant sort of canyonscape mural, and they had a tiny little Force Ghost looking Baby Yoda taped on there, and it looks like he was in the background sipping his bowl.
I saw.
I was like, that's
I think
awesome.
That is the best image that has come out of that. Like, still image. Obviously, the best like video is him turning on the switches.
And many some versions of the best,
where you have like music.
The best one of that is when, with the switches, is when it's playing Africa, and I'm sure Dog loves that.
I need to find the Toss a Coin Tribute version.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think there is one.
I think I've seen one.
There's another. There's another meme one that's basically the Land Rover that was on Mars. They screen capped Baby Yoda sipping the cup out, and as the rover like zooms in on something. And it zooms in on Yoda sitting there and just sipping this cup.
Don't mind me.
I'm just sitting here.
Some good soup.
Chilling out on Mars.
I'm surprised no one's replaced this bowl with like a sippy cup or something.
I've seen some
like
ones
that
have been replaced. Like,
I've seen some. Yeah. There was a hilarious one. It's like, it's Baby Yoda. And it's like every mother on Christmas morning watching their kids open the presents. Mm-hmm. And then it showed something else where it's like every dad as watching the kids. And it's like this super excited, like shocked face.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Dude.
The dad never knows what he... Oh, what did I get you?
Yep.
Yeah. Just a surprise as mom, as the kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Mandalorian is probably one of the best things that's happened to Star Wars recently. Because like... I mean, like Dave Filoni, he's like the right-hand man of George Lucas, or has been for a long time. I mean, especially with Clone Wars and working so closely with him with each episode on that. But then you bring in Jon Favreau, who did Vizsla in Clone Wars. He was the actual Mandalorian pre-Vizsla, who Darth Maul killed, all that stuff in Clone Wars. But you bring these two guys together, and Jon Favreau, like... He is a great script writer. Like he can write scripts. He can direct really, really well.
He's a pretty good, decent actor too.
Decent actor
when he shows up.
He's a great actor. And you put those two together, and it's like the happy brain child of Star Wars. Like, I want them to do an Old Republic TV series. Like, I would just crap my pants.
Would love to see it, but it probably be okay for a while.
I mean, they gotta do something with that, man. I mean, well, we'll talk about it later because there's some stuff from Rise of Skywalker that confirms new canon. But dude, he's pulling out the swingers. Favreau is so money, he doesn't even know he's money. Look at all the beautiful babies, baby. But dude, it's like, I mean, just everything, the way he did the Mandalorian, the way it goes, like, I just, and like even IG-11 bringing him back and the way he goes
out. That was another really good meme I saw, is that like it was playing the whole scene of IG-11 taking out all the stormtroopers holding Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
The mother that Baby Yoda, it's not the baby. It's like not the mother we need deserve, but the mother we needed or something.
Yeah. Mother we needed. Yeah.
Stormtrooper scene was probably my favorite though, with them sitting on
trying to shoot the conversation.
Like, it like looks at it.
It shakes it. Like, it needs to be shooken to be fixed, recalibrated.
It's so funny that like my fiance, she's watching it. She's like, what is this? Why are they showing this? This is stupid.
Why are they shooting?
No, this is like the greatest thing ever. This is like really good.
Pause. Yeah. Explain. What? Why are you marrying her?
Star Wars fans laughed their butt off right there. You
she
know?
Didn't get it. She didn't watch Star Wars. She just finished all the Star Wars movies yesterday. So
okay.
She is working through it. She is happy that she's doing it. She's enjoying it.
Man.
She just doesn't understand it. But now she does.
You took a risk putting a ring on the finger before that was done.
It was a prerequisite. It was something that I said, please marry me and watch Star Wars. That's whole the contract thing.
Worked. I'm keeping the receipt.
Yeah. She would hate me if she heard that. So hopefully she's not going to listen to this episode. Yeah. But we'll find out.
I was just joking, future Miss Dog.
We love you, future Miss Dog.
She's fine. Yeah. She will maybe hear this. We'll find out. If you don't hear from me in the next couple days, you'll know
the look of terror on your face.
Quite like that.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
Dude, it's just, I didn't know this, but the girl that plays the Republic Drop Trooper, she was an MMA fighter.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
She's a pretty boss.
MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Who is it? You know?
I forget her name.
Something Catalano. It's Italian last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I thought I meant like Ronda Rousey. Sorry. Go ahead.
Another really good part was actually like Jon Favreau's his actual character.
Yeah. The heavy Mando. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like as soon as I heard that, I'm like, is that Jon Favreau? I had to look it up. Like, that's Jon Favreau. And I was like, wait, is that actually Vizsla? Is that supposed to be Vizsla? Because it's blue. It's kind of similar tinted armor to the...
almost Death Watch. Yeah.
And come to find out, the Mandos that actually rescue Mando
are Death Watch.
Are actually Death Watch.
Right.
Yep. Death units. Watch, yeah.
I didn't find that out till Funko released the pop version of them.
Well, they got the Death Watch.
I didn't even pick up on that when I was watching, but now that you say that.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, they had the like blue armor and then they had the insignia on the side.
Yep.
But at first I was like, is that actually supposed to be Vizsla? And then I was like, I had to look at it. I'm like, no, then I remembered, Maul killed him.
Dang you, Maul.
Dude, and how freaking BA was the female Mandalorian armorsmith?
Yes.
She was pretty hardcore
badass.
Wrecking shop with a hammer.
Of all things.
Yeah. She's just like,
this is the way.
Yeah. She's a master smith.
Basically.
She got to be good with that hammer.
Yeah.
I feel like this next season they're building it up for him being like Mandalore or something like that will help reunite, especially with the Darksaber at the end.
Like, let's talk.
I was like,
Darksaber.
What?
Yeah. Right.
That's a Darksaber.
And then there's I watched a couple YouTube videos of the complete history of it. I was like, oh wow. So there was a Mando that became a Jedi.
One Mandalorian.
Yes.
One Mandalorian. Yeah.
So that was pretty, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool to learn.
Yeah.
So
like a brief.
And that, yeah, that the Darksaber is that Mandalorian's saber.
There's a Mandalorian that becomes a Jedi. He dies. He's buried at the Jedi Temple. When the Mandalorians kind of secretly went in and stole the Darksaber back.
And that all happened kind of during the Mandalorian Jedi Civil War, right?
Yeah, yeah. It became a symbol of power once you had it. It was like symbolic for their leader.
But I mean, like when they went in and stole it back, that was during that era?
I think they stole it right before the Civil War.
Okay, before.
Maybe. I'd have to relook. I can't remember. Need to brush up on my Mando history.
But, come on, Mule.
Come on now.
You're slipping.
I know.
You're like our Mando dictionary over there.
Dude, Star Wars dictionary. I mean, it's got a lot of history in Clone Wars, Rebels. Like, you see a lot of stuff with that. And it makes me think that, like, okay, how did he get the Darksaber? How did Moff Gideon get the Darksaber?
That's a good question.
He was the ranking Imperial officer that was on Mandalore when the Empire took it over, as far as I remember.
Well, okay. He said
that's
that
how he got his rank. That's how he got his rank of Moff, correct?
His Moff, yeah. Because he did the purge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess that means that Sabine's aunt is probably dead, Bo, since she had the Darksaber. So she's probably dead.
Yeah.
She died. Well, there is a new season of, what was it? I think it's
Clone Wars is getting a new season. Yep. And Rebels is actually getting a new season.
Awesome.
So hopefully it'll be
Rebels.
Able to...
I heard Rebels as well was getting a new season.
You just blew Yield's world,
that's,
just
that's
by the way.
That's what I heard. I thought you knew.
Live on stream, Yield's world just got blown. And I've got a mad cat.
Dude.
And he jizzed in his pants.
There's so much that could happen if that's the case.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Maybe it was a rumor that someone told me was a mistake.
I haven't heard possible. That. So I'm not so sure about that, but...
Rumors start with a kernel of the truth.
Oh.
Man.
Look at Dirty but yeah, Spit now, bro.
Star Wars new Rebels creator
of,
on season five possibility.
Season of
Ezra's
Clone Wars
Fate.
Starts next month, right?
Next
February,
month,
February,
yeah.
Like 7th or something? Yeah.
And it's going to focus on the Bad Batch.
Yep. So, and it's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yep. Oh, what did you say that is?
Ahsoka is coming back. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting. I like where it could go.
Yeah, I'm Googling now to see.
Yeah. Because we're all distracted looking
like,
at our
my
screen.
My mind is kind of like, I'm like, ooh, really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. I want to see adult Ezra. That's what I want to see.
I want to see what happens to him.
Thrawn.
Yeah.
Thrawn and Ezra. Like, yeah, Nate, I was looking too, and I'm not seeing anything either, so it may just be rumor.
Maybe. Rumors and hope. Maybe you just can't Google well enough.
Or someone was mistaken thinking it was the new season of the Clone Wars was Rebels.
Clone Wars.
That could be all the Jedi mind trick.
Jedi mind trick.
What, Dirty?
What? There's no new seasons of anything. TV's done.
You need to go
forever.
Star Wars right now.
Which is more powerful? Yeah. The Jedi mind trick or the Witcher Axie sign?
Hmm.
So, okay. Now that you say that, quick throwback to Witcher talk. As I'm thinking about this, I don't. I haven't read the books, so I have no idea if Andrzej, whatever the fuck the author's name is. Ever describes hand signs from Geralt as he casts his magic? Because in the game, he has, you know, like ninjutsu Naruto shit going on. In the show, he just does that like thing. To Renfrey in the first
episode.
Can you
do that sound
like,
again for us? Please, I need to screen cap that next time. Thank you.
Sound bite.
Check. Is that going to be your new alert notification?
Yep, coming in my new notification for whenever Dirty.
Awesome.
Dirty says something in Discord.
On a short loop over and over?
Yep. Just over and over and over.
Thanks for the host.
So, our resident expert Nate says that Axie is more powerful than the Jedi mind trick.
I believe it.
I don't know about that.
Well, what would you know about what you're
doing? It works on everyone, even the weak-minded.
Oh,
snap. Yeah, the weak-minded. That was backwards. Though, right?
It's more consistent.
Does it work on some mages?
No.
I don't know. I mean, Jedi mind trick's pretty consistent. You know, there's only a handful of aliens in a
It only works
galaxy.
On the weak-minded, though. As so says Star Wars, and Axie does everything everyone
Depends.
Ever does.
Even animals, the Sith can do mind domination.
Monsters, insects,
guys,
everything.
Guys, you're missing the main point here.
What's that?
What's
that?
My ditto beats everything.
Can your ditto absorb? Oh my god, here's a thing.
We broke dirty
27 different jumps. It was crazy. Alright. So can Ditto like reabsorb Geralt? I need to draw Ditto as Geralt now. Oh my god.
Ditto can transform into Geralt, yes, if he saw them.
Can he perform the
what
same
would happen
actions?
Yes.
If
yes.
Kirby absorbed Ditto.
If Kirby absorbed Ditto.
Sorry, I took us down a rabbit hole.
Oh,
you so create a black hole. Yes.
The universe would implode.
Right.
Or do they?
Oh man.
No, Kirby would just get the ability to fully transform.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Because okay. Ditto is Anyways. Like an perfected form of Kirby. He doesn't have to eat anything.
Sounds good.
To gain their powers.
Yeah.
Does have to eat to stay alive though.
Yeah.
Doesn't everything.
So any
Mandalorian.
Any bring it back to Mandalorian. Any thoughts before we move into Rise of Skywalker?
I can't wait to see more and I don't like to wait.
Yeah, I'm ready to see more as well.
Fall 2020.
I mean
need hour long episodes and at least 12 episodes.
Longer episodes would be good.
Yeah.
We could. I doubt we'll get longer episodes, but I could definitely
see
more.
I mean, they
more.
Got longer towards the end
of
the season.
I think more is a better bet there.
Yeah, more is definitely a better bet.
Because I think that you could say this was, quote
a
unquote,
testing.
Yeah, quote unquote, a test of seeing how popular it was going to be. And I think they knew after they showed Baby Yoda the first time, I think they knew that they had something. Because I think the whole world exploded.
Everyone's just like.
Because I think every time I walk into GameStop now, I think people are asking about when is the Baby Yoda pop coming out. Like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Screw that. When's the Mandalorian?
I already have it.
I'd rather have that one.
Dude, it's already there.
See, yeah. I don't really collect them anymore.
Rayman won one from us.
I got all of them except Baby Yoda, and I will get Baby Yoda.
Is it Mando when the fully new armor?
I have to look. I don't know
if
it's
he has his old. I think he only has the helmet.
See, yeah, no.
I think he has the helmet.
That's half Mando.
And the shoulder piece.
Oh, okay.
His big blaster.
Yeah, you have your half Ditto. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Dirty, this is part of the podcast where we talk Rise of Skywalker. So, sir, you're welcome to join or not.
I don't know. I kind of want to, but I don't want to. I'd rather just be surprised when I go see it.
Yeah. It is a good one to be surprised with.
I am going to spoil some stuff. So
we're
going to
talk some
saying.
Spoilers, yeah.
I mean, do you want me to just like leave or just like...
That's up to you.
You do what you want to do.
I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take.
Maybe just,
I don't know either.
We'll wave
like,
when
I can
we're
just
done.
Like, boop! There you go.
But if it's not
we'll
really long it's going to take...
We'll wave when we're done. We'll be like this.
So he's going to take out his earpods and just sit there? Okay, Dirty,
come
I'm going to need you...
Star Wars
I'm
going
to need
me.
You to be
okay.
like...
So
doing some faces or something because this is going to be hilarious because you can't sit here.
So
anything.
Let's talk about
this.
Now.
Okay, I have to tell a funny story here. Really
okay,
quick. So when I went with my two boys the first time, and one of them was dressed as Han Solo, my oldest son, and my middle son was dressed as Chewbacca.
Oh, you
like
told
his
me
cool
this
Chewbacca outfit. And we're sitting in the movie theater, and they're all excited. Like they're probably as most excited as I am. And we get to that part where Rey is like, you know, like with the ship, you know, and shoots out the lightning. And then she goes, Chewie! And my son Whit sitting there and he goes, what?
That kid's not witty at all.
Chewbacca.
At all.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, Bubba. I don't know. He might.
How does she know?
He can't die.
Can't kill Chewbacca.
I know, he was so like, oh man, he was so sad. And then he felt a lot better when he saw, you know,
oh, Chewie,
they were still alive,
dead. So yeah, yeah. But dude, I thought the movie was freaking fantastic.
Agreed.
It was just,
I really enjoyed it. I've only had like a good conversation with Mule, but
what am I, Chopped Liver?
We didn't have, no, I had like a longer and more in-depth conversation with Mule. Like, I called him 5 minutes after the movie.
I'm like, why is Crow calling me? I'm like, yo, what's up, man? He's like, I have to talk to somebody about this.
Bro.
Yep. I'm like, I had to get it off my chest right when it was fresh.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I really loved how this one went way deeper into the mysticism of the Force.
Yeah.
Like, it really went there. Like, I really enjoy how, like, the connection, they actually kind of, like, give, they don't explain the connection between Rey and Ben. Like, I'm going to call him Ben from now on. I don't care. It's not Kylo. He's Ben now.
Ben Solo.
He's back to Ben.
Yep.
But, like, they don't really explain it, but Palpatine actually does say that, yes, this is something in the Force that is common. Like, it's, well, it's not common, but it is heard of. It's not something completely unique to them. It's not some weird mumbo-jumbo, like, weird stuff. It's actually something that can happen in the Force.
Nice.
It's super rare, but it is something that can happen. He knows about it.
That's too cool.
Probably. Yeah.
It's like the living Force is so strong in them, and that's how he, like, healed himself at the end. You know.
Yeah, I do. I love that they actually brought Force healing into the cinematic universe. That was universe. The
first and awesome.
Obviously, it's been in games before as a like healing mechanic, but I love how they actually got that into both the movie and The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Bringing a little more mysticism.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Probably one of the coolest scenes, in my opinion, was when Ben is fighting the Knights of Ren, or about to, and Rey goes, she sticks her hand behind, they both stick their hands behind their head, she drops the lightsaber, and then he basically catches it. It takes you, like, he teleports the saber to him.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Just give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought that scene was awesome.
I feel like Ben was really well done in this movie too, man. And like, maybe it's just being a dad, but that part when he fought Rey and like stopped the saber with his hand and then like saw Han Solo and he goes, I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength. And then he says, Dad. And I was like, he said dad.
Yeah.
I was like, now, oh man, that's got me.
Little theory here. Do you think that scene was originally supposed to be Leia?
I don't think so.
Because I heard a theory that like they thought it was that scene with him talking with Han was originally supposed to be Leia. But because Carrie Fisher died, obviously they couldn't film that. So they brought back Han.
I like the way they did it.
I like the way they did it, too.
I like the way they did it, though. I mean, for me, Leia wouldn't have fit there because, like, the sacrifice of Han meant more to me.
Well, the theory was that like, scene. Han couldn't do it, so maybe Leia can.
Oh, as far as appearing to him?
As appearing to him and, like, turning him back. Like, bringing him back. Like
That's why he was a memory, not a Force ghost.
I mean, she started him down the path when she said Ben. I mean, that he was about to kill Rey. Mm-hmm. Like, he's obviously more powerful than Rey at that moment and was about to kill her. And then, whoa, what the heck? My mom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then Rey, just in a fit of rage, boom, and then she realized what she did, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if it would have worked with Leia there. I mean, I like the way they did it with Leia, like, showing that she used, like, the last of her energy to help save her son, mm-hmm. and that started him on the path, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like that part when they come back and find out Leia had died, and when Chewie lost it, dude, I lost it. Like, I was just like, oh, my gosh. Because the way Chewie reacted to Leia, like, dying and grieving, that was just like, dude, dude. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way they did Ben was just, I mean, that made the movie for me. Like, I was interested in Rey and I wanted to know who she was. But I think having Ben kind of rise up was like the big thing for me.
Yeah. I would have to say for me would have been the, this is going to seem weird in a Star Wars movie. The storytelling, and I love the lightsaber battles. I think they're always like the most hype scenes of the movie. Like it's always that way. But the story in between the conflicts was so strong, and it told a story that you didn't know what was going to happen at the end. You had an yep. assumption of what potentially could happen. Like in my mind, I'm thinking like, is Rey about to go freaking dark side here? Are we about to have like a situation where like Ben has to kill her?
There's tension.
Like, yeah. Like
part of me was thinking, is she actually going to kill Palpatine? Be taken over by him? And are we going to have a Harry Potter Order of the Phoenix scene where Voldemort is in Harry and trying to take control of him? Are we going to have a scene like that and then Ben comes to her and says, you can fight him. You're stronger than this. Or like the Jedi would help the past would help her defeat him from taking over.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like I kind of wanted that, but the way they did it, I'm still happy with.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the coolest scenes, too, when they came together and they're both like, like, that was like, oh, dude, that was awesome.
Pretty good.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you got the scene at the end with Palpatine and, you know, Rey standing there and the voices just converge.
That was awesome. I mean,
you hear voices from places that cross all walks of life of the Star Wars universe. Yep. And Crow had to tell me a few of them just because I've not watched all of Rebels and all of Clone Wars and things like that. And so I'm getting there. I'm getting to that point. But it's cool. Like, because you hear those voices and you're like, I know who that is. Cause it made me even question about some people's death, because if they're talking, that means they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's one voice that we don't hear that makes me think they're still alive. We do not hear Ezra's voice. We hear Kanan's and we hear Ahsoka's, but we don't hear Ezra's.
Interesting. Yeah.
Or maybe he just never got to that spot. I mean, he was moving up pretty fast.
I mean, Ahsoka fell away. But Ahsoka is not really a Jedi anymore.
Well,
she was more like a Bindu.
But she was still like, to hear her voice, it sent a light bulb off my head, like, oh crap, she's dead. I did not know that.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have been like that old either at that point.
Yeah.
I just like how it all tied pretty much every single movie, the very end of how it all came together. Like,
yes.
Whoa, that was good.
Yep.
No matter how you felt about the last movie, this was a perfect tie, perfect bow on the package for the whole saga that started several years before I was even born. That was amazing.
Yeah, I thought the ending was fantastic. Yeah. The orange saber caught me off guard.
Yeah, did not?
I didn't notice Jedi that. Sentinels. Like, I honestly thought, like, oh, that's not the color I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
a Jedi Sentinel, dude. Yep. That's what she's going to be.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
And Jedi Sentinels are kind of like Windu, where they're kind of between, right?
That's more purple, right?
They are very good at most things, and they are known to go and ferret out like injustice and restore balance in the galaxy. So they basically just travel the galaxy, restoring balance wherever they go.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense for Rey and why it's yellow.
Yep.
Because it's not just pure good, not just pure bad. You kind of all of it together.
Right.
You're concerned about balance. Mule,
would you have lost your crap if it would turn purple?
Probably not, because I kind of want just Mace to have purple.
Really?
Because he has like a explanation for why
I would
purple,
have loved
so.
For it to be purple. Like I thought have that
too,
would
because
awesome.
Like the purple kind of signifies that you can use dark powers, right? Or
well,
kind of use your dark emotions.
No one could do what Mace did. Yeah, no one really could do what Mace did, which is basically be able to give himself into the energies of the dark side and harness the dark side energies around him to give him an advantage against dark side opponents without falling.
Yeah. Okay.
So he what he did, he would harness that into his abilities and powers so it wouldn't overtake him and use it against them. And that's why like he basically could beat Palpatine.
So is that why his saber is purple? Did it actually change?
Yes, because
of using or absorbing dark force power?
The crystal reflects the nature of the Jedi.
Yes.
Because the crystal and the Jedi are pretty almost like symbiotes where it really reflects their heart. So that's why you have certain colors like the blue lightsaber is very much a Jedi guardian. The green is a consular. This yellow is a sentinel. The purple is someone that is kind of in between light and dark, you know.
Yeah, but like, for example, there are no red crystals. Crystals are made.
There are red crystals. Well, the new lore with that is that what they actually do is just take the same kind of crystals from a Jedi lightsaber, and the Sith pour all of their hate, their wrath, their anger, into the crystal to make it bleed.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so it makes it bleed.
Blue and red make purple. That's what I'm saying. So they're taking so Mace Windu's lightsaber may have originally been blue, and because he can harness that dark energy, it turned his saber purple.
Yeah, good point.
Right. And so that's why Ahsoka's sabers are white, because he took them from... She killed the second sister, I think, or sixth sister. I don't remember. But she killed them, took the sabers, and healed the crystals, and they turned white.
Okay.
So that's why her crystals are white. Because
they never show in any of the cinematic stuff how she gets
her white. No, that's in her book.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the Ahsoka. Yeah.
So that could actually happen potentially in the new season.
It could.
Like, I think she actually...
You can see some cool stuff like that.
I'm trying to remember if she actually... I think maybe they showed a scene with gray, with white lightsabers in the original Star Wars Celebration trailer. I'll have to rewatch. Or maybe it was just because I watched Rebels again recently. That I was thinking about that.
But like I was thinking about the second time I watched Rise of Skywalker, I think I was more emotional the second time because I could take it all in. Mm-hmm. And dude, I think I have to put it probably as in my top three. It's going to be Empire, Return of the Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker.
It's the best of all the new ones.
Yes, I 100% agree with that, Thaddeus.
The only thing, and I told Neil this, and I think I probably told Dog this, the only thing that I was upset about... is freaking the ghost is there, but what's her face was not the voice. Why did I just draw a blank? What's the captain? Ghost? What's the ghost captain? What's her name?
Hera.
Yes. So the scene when I was watching it in the theater, the scene when all the other ships show up at the end and Poe's friend comes over the comm saying that you're not alone or something. At first, I thought that was Hera.
Yeah.
I was like, this Hera finally actually showing up in the series? Because the ghost shows up with that group, I think.
Yeah, it was there.
The only film she's mentioned in is Rogue One. Like, her name is mentioned over the loud comm. But that's it.
Which film? Sorry, you cut out completely.
Your audio cut out then, so I wasn't sure what you said.
Oh. The only time she was ever mentioned was in Rogue One. Her name came over the last.
I got the R. Rogue One. Gotcha.
We heard, okay, but still, the ghost is in Rogue One. It's in The Force Awakens. It's in... it's in four movies, actually. Because it's been in...
Well, we don't know for sure. It could be the same kind of freighter.
I mean...
We only know for sure in Rogue One.
It's...
You know?
I want to think it's the ghost. Because it shows up in all of them after Rogue One.
Wants to think it's the ghost. He's willing it to happen. I thought they would put
a coincidental ship in there like, sure, it's the same, but it's not.
Yeah, I think it'd be silly just to, if you're going to put a ship that is unique as that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be silly to not have that be it actually.
So, favorite part of the whole movie?
Probably the voices.
Yeah, that's a good part.
The voices gave me some chills.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. When you hear the different voices, when you hear Kanan and Ahsoka for the most part, like as soon as I heard those two voices, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'll say that. Probably my second favorite part was whenever they're like in the wreckage of the Death Star. Yeah, I think that was a good scene. Very, very well done. And the whole double red lightsaber thing that that we had saw leaked a long time ago,
rears his head in the original trailer.
Yeah, just like what Mule had said, it was a vision. It was kind of that idea of going back and seeing what you could
like Dagobah.
Yes, mm-hmm. just like that moment. And I think it's the Death Star was her Dagobah. So it just kind of feels like that. It was a good part.
I think I don't know if they're my favorite, but there were two parts that really made me feel good about the whole new trilogy was when one sentence Luke said where he goes, I was wrong. And I was just like,
said what you cut out again.
Thank you.
I think he
said, I was wrong.
Oh, when he said he was wrong. Yes.
Yeah. That like part helped fix the weird crap in The Last Jedi for me.
Yeah.
And then I think the other part, oh dang, what was it? I just had it in my head. Was that one? What was it? Oh dang, I went blank now. So it'll come back to me.
One of my other favorite moments, and we kind of saw it in the trailer, was when they're about to wipe C-3PO's mind.
Mm. Yes. What are you doing? Taking one last look at my friends.
That was a good part.
That was a really good and really sad, like, I felt I was more sad about that part than when Chewie died.
Mule cried like six times in the movie. Really? So I think that.
Oh, dude, I cried like a baby. I think he had a
box of Kleenexes with him.
Well, see, like, ever since the original Star Wars, since I very first saw Star Wars, R2-D2 and C-3PO were my favorite characters of all time. Like, they have been in there since the beginning, literally since the beginning. Yeah.
Don't forget Booba Frick. The guy that was working on
Booba Frick.
Oh, yeah. The guy that's working on C-3PO.
Booba Frick.
So you reminded me one of the parts I liked, Crow, was when Finn was like, you're a Spice Runner? And he's like, and you were a Stormtrooper? And then Rey says it, and he's like, and you were a Scavenger? We could go on like this for days.
Yeah.
And the other thing was like, Finn is force sensitive. He, I think, could be a Jedi. And
Maybe.
The visual dictionary is, well, he felt when Rey died. He felt it in the Force.
When who died?
When Rey died?
Rey died?
Rey?
Rey's dead?
Yeah. She died and then came back to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think also what was cool is the visual dictionary confirms some of the Sith cultists that were there with Palpatine, and some of the Sith troopers were named after Sith lords, and one of them is like Revan. So Revan is now officially canon.
Revan, yeah, I heard something that there's another like order. That is the Order of Revan.
Yes.
Like,
so which,
there's the First Order, the Final Order, and then there was another, so like orders. A Revan
order. Yeah, it's confirmed in the visual dictionary for Rise of Skywalker. So Revan is now canon, or at least his name is. So
yeah, at least the name.
We don't know about his feats. We don't know about his feats, but anyways, I was excited for that because, Revan, dude.
That's pretty big.
Fake brought up something in the chat that I thought was interesting. It's a theory. It's a long shot, like a super long shot, that Finn would actually be Mace Windu's grandson. But isn't he a a clone?
No.
No.
No, he's not.
He was just a baby taken.
All of the... Basically everything after Order 66, any trooper, they're just...
Conscripts. Yeah.
Conscripts. Well, all the stormtroopers are conscripts. All of the First Order clone troopers were actually kidnapped orphans that were raised as soldiers.
Lando's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the visual dictionary confirms that too. That is Lando's daughter.
That's crazy.
So, now, I'm going to be honest, could have done out without Lando in this movie.
Yeah. It was kind of just like a one-hit quitter.
You watch your mouth, sir.
The feels, man. The feels on him was good.
Mr. No Nostalgia. His acting was...
You could have had anything pop up in this movie and you would have shed a tear. So I don't think the emotional stature that you want to call into that.
Not so.
I mean, it was good that he was there, but I could have done without him being there.
I like the way they used him. It was good. Yeah. I think, you know, and we'll fix and bring Dirty back in, but I think Dirty's going to like this.
I think so, too.
He really is.
I think he is. You know,
I think it'll surprise him.
So, we waving?
It is just a little, one last thing.
Oh, wait.
One last thing, Dirty. Not yet. One thing.
Wait.
It was a little funny that... Palpatine ended up dying the same way that Mace Windu deformed him.
He just killed himself, basically.
He's all-knowing Sith Lord that knows all this stuff, but he can't...
Control himself.
Yep.
I don't know if he was thinking that this time he would overpower her or what, or if he just lost control.
Well, whenever he got tossed down the shaft, the lightning was still coming out. So apparently he can't control it. Once he unleashes it, I guess he can't control
it. It's like his emotions. Yeah.
Ultimate. It's his ultimate, and has to run until it.
He's like,
come
Yeah. All right, Dirty, we're waving you, Dirty.
Come back to us.
So that part where Baby Yoda strikes down, you know. Everybody.
I mean, I personally absolutely loved the part where the Enterprise came down and blew up the Ewoks on Tatooine and then saved the princess from the tower. That was the best part of the whole movie.
Resistance is futile.
Dirty, we were saying we think you're going to like it.
So.
We think you're going to be a little surprised. So,
and you were absolutely going to love Jar Jar.
Yes, especially when Jar Jar dies.
Yeah,
Jar Jar.
I already do.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't die. What?
Right.
I mean, I thought I saw a gun up in those stands in the final scene.
What's Amisa thinking?
They missed one deleted scene.
That was awesome. Please let that be true.
Right. Well, guys, thanks for joining us on tonight's podcast. First one for 2020. We went a little longer than usual, but it was lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of good stuff. If you do like our stream, guys, then check out our friends over at thesheadteam.gg. Find out more about the stream community we are a part of. And if you would, like us on Facebook. Leave us a review on iTunes. And you can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt,
blow it up!
Release all batteries.
Laser missed.
Laser.
Sharks with lasers.
Sharknado.